Amen.
I decree and declare that we are healed of the Lord. I decree and declare that we have financial favor with banking institutes. I decree and declare money-making ideas. I decree and declare powerful ideas. I decree and declare that there is no lack in our lives. I decree and declare that there is no hate among us. There is no hate around us. There is no hate that will penetrate through us. I decree and declare that we have sight beyond sight. I decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. I decree and declare that there is no weapon that is formed against us will ever prosper. I decree and declare that we're growing up, up, up into spiritual understandings and getting that understanding. I decree and declare that we are all open vessels for what God needs us to do. I decree and declare that whatever we say is law in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that only right-minded people surround us. I decree and declare that what we touch will be powerful. What we say will be powerful. And what we say will be a blessing to others. I decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. Now, Prophetess Joyce, let's open up the lines and speak in our heavenly language. Amen and amen.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Father God, I just thank you for being able to be in your presence, and I thank you for all the prophets that's on the line, that we all can be in your presence to send up prayers towards to you for the world. I thank you for healing. I thank you for wisdom, and I thank you for your love for who you are. I thank you for the hedge of protection on each family that's represented. I thank you for their legacies. I thank you for Master Prophet Ibanah Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness in globalizing the prophetic and that we are a part of it. Give them strength in this season and extra wisdom that they can bestow on us so we too can bestow on others, teach and learn, and each one teaching each other. I thank you for the nation that we have, the president and his cabinet that we have in place at the moment. I thank you for giving them wisdom to make right decisions for the United States. I thank you for the mothers of the church, Mother Barron and Mother Jordan and Mother Austin. I thank you for all the mothers worldwide. And I thank you for the hedge of protection of the children and their comings and going. And I thank you for my immediate family as well. And I give you honor, praise, and I love you, Father. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, your loving kindness. I thank you for bringing us together again, Lord. And I thank you for strength, 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 God. I ask you to bless your people in a mighty way. I thank you, God, for each and every prophet on the line. And I thank you, God, for the works of their hands. Bless the works of their hands, Lord. Bless the works of their mind. Just bless them, God. Thank you for peace, God. Thank you for fulfilling the desires of our hearts, God. Thank you for covering us and protecting us. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, oh God. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever, Lord. Thank you for the freedom that you've given us, oh God. I ask you to look upon our government, oh God. Look upon our president, God. Give him wisdom, God. Give him wisdom to do the right thing and to say the right things, God. Lord, teach him your ways, God. And all of those who are working with him and under him, teach them your ways, Lord. Show them your mighty hand, God. Help them to have mercy on people, especially the poor, God. Look upon the homeless, God. Ask you to give them homes, God. Give them a place to shelter, Lord. Shelter and food and covering, oh God. God, open the door for jobs for those who are able-bodied, God. And God, look upon your children, God. Protect them, please, Lord Jesus. Protect your children today, God. They're going through so many things. Children being sex trafficked, Lord, and just homeless and going through all kind of things, God, but you are in control. Bless them, Lord, in a mighty way. Bless your elderly, God. Bless them. Look upon them in the nursing homes. Help people to treat them correctly, God. And look upon each and every person listening in on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Strengthen their hands. Strengthen their bodies. Heal what needs to be healed, God. Remember those who are sick and shut in, God. Strengthen them, give them peace in their hearts and their minds. And thank you for the testimony of the prophetess tonight. Thank you, God, for healing her body. I give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophetess Olivia. Amen. Prophetess Elva.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the new mercies we see each and every morning. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence is fullness of joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Father, we thank you for each and every person that is on the line. We thank you for the Archbishop and Prophetess Deborah. We thank you for all the leaders at Zoe. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that you are Jehovah Sitkanu, our righteousness. Father, we thank you that you are with us and you will never leave us or forsake us. Father, we just thank you for your wonderful presence. There is nothing like your presence, Father. We pray for anyone that's sick, that they will be healed. We thank you for all that's already been healed, Father. Father, we thank you for the people who are listening on the line and the partners and the new partners that's come in, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you to meet their needs. For there was a lot of needs tonight, Lord, and we just thank you that you are the one that provides for each and every person. We thank you for these prophets that are praying on this side, Father. We ask you to restore their strength. We ask you to give them the things that their hearts desire, that you have put these things in their heart. We thank you for ideas. We thank you for creativity. We thank you for business contracts. Father, we just give you all the praise and glory and honor. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you boldly once again, before your throne, we thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Lord, for being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path as you continue to lead and guide us, as you continue to order our steps in this season, Lord. I thank you for new relationships. I thank you for new health. I thank you for abundance in wealth. I thank you for the return of the joy and the laughter in this season as you give us happiness. Lord, I thank you for the divine hedge of protection that you have placed around each family's household on this call, the divine hedge of protection around each and every city, around each and every state, around each and every country in the world, and especially around our government, Lord. Turn it around every situation. And I thank you for answering every prayer in advance. And Lord, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord, I thank you for their children and their children's children as well. I thank you for the new teaching. I thank you for allowing us to climb up the ladder of success and be successful. I thank you, Lord, for creating us and making us in your image and your likeness. I thank you for increase in self-esteem. I thank you for money, making money, making money, making money ideas. I thank you, Lord, for the turnaround in everybody's family in regards to healing, in regards to love, and thank you for making people feel significant when others make them feel insignificant, Lord. And I thank you for placing us at the table in the presence of our enemies and for making our enemies the footstool in which they are. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried. Unto my God he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. And my cry came before him, even into his ears. Father God, thank you for having an ear to hear our midnight cry, Father God. Thank you for Pastor Jordan, Father God, whom she she opened the space for us to join her in the prayer, Father God. Thank you for this space, Father God, that we can touch and agree and bless each other, Father God, praying for one another, Father God, those standing in proxy for themselves or even family members, Father God. Thank you for hearing our cry. Father God, thank you for drying up the tear, Father God, with healing love, Father God. For you are our answer. You are our shield and our buckler. You are our coverer, Father God. You are our lawyer. You are our strength, Father God. You are our doctor, Father God. There's nothing you can't do, Father God. Nothing you can't do, Father God, and I thank you, God. You can reach all the way over to Libya, Father God, and bring forth revelation, healing, and deliverance, like you can come right back over here, Father God, and restore, renew, and cancel out, Father God, cancer. And you've given us this power, Father God, to call the things, to call the things that be not as though they were, Father God. We thank you for canceling out sicknesses and diseases, Father God, and we agree with that. We touch with that, Father God. We're holding up Ronald Blake, Father God, and any report from the doctor, we cancel that word out in the name of Jesus. We thank you for court satisfaction, favor with Shalitha Harrelson. We thank you for Prophetess Aisha, Father God, continued renewed strength, Father God. We thank you for blessing this country, Father God. We rebuke anything that's unlike you in our lives, around our lives, Father God. We're holding up Kevin Head. Any addictive spirits, addiction to drugs, Father God, we cancel that out in the name of Jesus. We thank you for comforting us, Father God. We thank you, God, for covering our houses when we sleep. And as we sleep, Father God, we thank you for visiting us with ideas, Father God, and writings, Father God, and just speaking to us even in our dreams, and that we'll remember as we arise, Father God. Thank you for that peaceful rest, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the seeds that are able to be sown and the lessons that we learn and the expansion in new things, Father God. And I'm asking you, Father God, even the church leaders all over the world, touch them, renew them, restore them, and let the Holy Spirit lead them, Father God, to helping their people, the people, Father God, in their churches, giving us the answer, Father God, which is in the Word, and building up the... We continue to give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise, for we love you, Father God, for you have loved us, Father God, and you will not let the righteous be forsaken, Father God. We are your children, Father God, and you are our shepherd, Father God. You are the one who gives us the concept, the ideas, Father God, and our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, Father God. We lean on this name. We trust this name, and we thank you, God, for we believe that all things are possible. Everything is possible. And we raise our hands, Father God, reaching to you in the sky, beyond the sky, within us, all around us, Father God, that you are our leader, our guiding force, and we can do all things through you, for you strengthen us. We love you and give your name the praise and the honor always and always, God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, you are the mighty. You are mighty to save, and you are the hope of all nations, God. And we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you for your glory, God. We thank you, Father God, for God, you are our strength, God. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us authority, that you've given us power. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us the tools, God. We pray, God, that we utilize the Word of God, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We utilize it this evening, God. We begin to speak those things as if they were, God. We begin to decree a thing, and we know that it will surely come to pass, because God, we stand on your word, we stand on your covenant, your promises, God. So be it, and amen, God. And your word will never return unto you void, God. So this evening, God, we pray. We pray for our children, and we thank you, Father God, for their life. We thank you, God, that you will continually bless their coming in and bless their going out, God. We pray that you will continually, Father God, strengthen our children, Father God,
for battle, God. We ask, God, that you strengthen them, teach their hands to war, God. Teach them, Father God, how to speak a thing and declare a thing, God. We thank you, Father God, for your raising up an army, God. This generation, Father God, is fearless, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you give them courage and that, Father God, that the word of God, Father God, will be birthed through them and in them, God. And that, Father God, that they will be your mouthpiece and your voice, God, in this hour, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're raising up women across the country, God. We pray, Father God, that you will utilize them, God, according to your will, God. We thank you, Father God, for the Deborahs. We thank you, Father God, for the Annas. We thank you for the Miriams, God. We thank you, Father God, those that are courageous, God, those that are on the front line of the battle, God, field. And we thank you, Father God, those that are worshipers, God, that, Father God, that will praise you, God, and usher in your presence. We thank you for your presence this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing, Father God, a church together. You're bringing churches together, the true church, God. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that there is more with us than against us. We thank you, Father God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us, Father God, into a new day, a new season, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're opening up the heavens and the doors, Father God, and we are walking in them, taking the territory, possessing the land, God, and restoring the power back to the church, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us into, Father God, a new even integrity, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're walking, Father God, in the manifold wisdom of God. We thank you, Father God, that we're walking, Father God, and as we're walking, Father God, through new doors, God, new opportunities, God, we're speaking and decreeing, God, we're speaking to the dry bones, God, and that, Father God, the desolate places shall live again. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving us, Father God, the words of our testimony, Father God, are bringing life, God. We thank you, Father God, that our prayers are bringing renewal, God, rejuvenation, God, restoration on every side, God. We thank you, Father God, according to Psalms 91, that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. And we thank you that every tongue that rises against us thou shalt condemn. We thank you, God, that though 1,000 fall at our side and 10,000 at our right, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. We thank you that we are covered, we are protected, and we thank you, Father God, that we are aware of our surroundings. And Father God, we thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us, Father God, into new territories and experiences, God. And we thank you for the gifts. We thank you, Father God, that we utilize them properly, God. We thank you for the fresh anointing, the fresh oil, God. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this line, God. We ask, that you give fresh oil, God, restoration and renew their souls, God. Renew their spirits, God. Teach their hands the war, God. We thank you, Father God, for the presence of the Lord, God. It's in this place, God. We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Now, Father God, we ask that you anoint us, Father God, and give us this day, God. Give us this day our daily bread, God. Teach us, Father God, to rise up, Father God, and be accountable, Father God. Teach us to rise up, Father God, and speak and decree and declare, God. Now we thank you for the government. We thank you for our children. We thank you, Father God, that the government, Father God, will, Father God, adhere to the word of God. We thank you, Father God, that you're already working behind the scenes, God. We thank you, Father God, that there's nothing catching you off guard, God. We thank you, Father God, that everything has already been orchestrated and everything has already been laid out. It is written. We thank you, Father God, and we decree, Father God, that we will be victorious, and we decree that the church, Father God, will speak up. The church, Father God, will begin, Father God. They will begin to call. The world will begin to seek the church out, God. Begin to seek the prophets out, God. And we will have a word in due season. We thank you for prayer, God. And we thank you that prayer answers all things, God. We thank you for restoration. And we give you the glory, all the praise, and all the honor belongs to you. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. Amen.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you all honor and praise and thanks with thanksgiving, God. For the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, and we give you all honor and praise, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for divine relationships, Jesus. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our steps, oh God. We thank you, God, for preparing a table and for us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. We thank you, God, for having our cup runneth over, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all whom around us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for wisdom. We thank you, God, for knowledge and understanding, oh God. We thank you, God, for breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, dear Lord, for the abundance blessings that's coming our way. We thank you, God, that we can rejoice in thy great goodness, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for blessing those who labor in the fields, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for protection, God, as we travel by air, land, or sea, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for continuing to keep your marriage strong, holy, and full of love and deathless, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the leaders, Jesus, and all your leaders, God, from giving them direction in their lives and the lives of your people, God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. Thank you, dear Lord. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that wealth and riches shall be in our house. We thank you, Father God, that righteousness endureth forever. We thank you, Lord, that your beauty is upon us, and you establish the works of our hands. We thank you, Lord God, that you launch the deliverance from our oppressors. We thank you, Lord, for shooting the arrow of your deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every strong hope and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. For thou art our hiding place, and you preserve us from trouble. You shall compass us about with songs of deliverance. And we thank you, God, that it comes to pass that whosoever shall call upon your name shall be delivered. We thank you, Lord God, that both riches and honor come of thee. And you rule us over all. And in your hands, God, is power and might. And in your hand, it is for you to make great and to give strength unto all. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you, God, that death, erashata, is swallowed up in victory. And you wipe away our tears from off our faces. We thank you, God, that poverty is swallowed up. Sickness is swallowed up. Oppression is swallowed up. Depression is swallowed up. Grief and sorrow is swallowed up. Unemployment is swallowed up. Lack is swallowed up in victory in Jesus' name. For your blood cover everyone on this line. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We call forth housing. We call forth housing that's affordable for your people. We call forth that real estate anointing to rest upon those who are seeking to purchase homes. We thank you, Lord God, that we are in a season of the law of abundance, and we rejoice over the new vehicles that are manifesting right now. We thank you, God, for the raises, for the increase and the expansion of our positions. We thank you, Lord God, that you break the band of wickedness that would prevent and block our progress, our increase, our elevation, and our promotion. We thank you, God, for victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless our Archbishop. We bless our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy over our elders, over our children, and over our families. And we call every household into right divine alignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. This was a powerful, powerful call. Amen. And we have 122 prayer warriors on this call tonight. That is tremendous. Amen. But I'm believing God to push us to over the 200 mark. Amen. I want Pastor's wishes to come true. She wants to see 1,000. She's believing God for 1,000. So if we get 200, we'll be closer than before. Amen. Just let's continue to invite others to this call. I appreciate those of you who are adhering to the clarion call to post the phone numbers on your Facebook page and working your sphere of influence. Amen. And being that evangelist and letting the people know that prayer is going on, that the prophets are praying. There's a great need out there. There's a great need. People are having experiences that are so traumatic, and they're needing the hand touch of God. Will you be that one, all 122 of you? I know each of you have Facebook accounts. It's just not even conceivable that someone doesn't have Facebook besides my mama. But I'm believing God that you all will allow the Lord to speak to your hearts and post the phone number on your Facebook pages and allow the Lord to draw them to this call so they can be blessed and receive a hand touch from the hand of God. Amen and amen. Now, if this prayer call has been a blessing to you, amen, show your gratitude by sowing a seed. Amen. This is a time of anniversary for Archbishop and Pastor, and we want to love on them, and we want to show kindness unto them. We want to show appreciation unto them. Amen. And we want to give them their flowers while they can smell them. Amen. So we want to show our gratitude, sow a seed, let them know that you are grateful for this call, for this space that has been carved out, that we can come together and pray and seek the Lord. Amen. Archbishop did not have to open this door. Amen. This is not a free call. This is not a free call. There's a cost to this. But God has graced him with the generosity to extend this call and allow the people of God to come and be blessed. So sow a seed of gratitude and appreciation and let Pastor and Archbishop know that you are grateful for this space. Amen. Now, in terms of our announcements, amen. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Archbishop is live teaching. Amen. And they're finishing up the book, A Woman Called Adam. And I tell you, that is a powerful work. I believe Archbishop outdid himself with this one. But I say that about all his writings. But this book is absolutely powerful, and you want to be on this call for this teaching. Amen. And also, Pop Life Radio, every Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Amen. You have Man Cave Monday, Wisdom Wednesday, Checkup for the Neck Up. I mean, you got it going on Pop Life Radio. And Theocracy Thursday, and Prophet Joshua and Prophetess Jessica and a host of other prophets are really going forth with phenomenal teachings. Amen. Of course, we have Prophecology coming up in February. And if you are not registered, even though you're in the Book of the Month Club and paid up and so forth, you still must register. Amen. There's some housekeeping items that need to be taken care of with that registration, rooming situations, your roommate, your travel itinerary, all of that needs to be recorded. Amen. In addition to that, you want to join us again at midnight. Amen. For another Midnight Cry. People of God, did I miss anything? Am I talking to myself?
I believe you covered it all, Prophetess Darlene.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. And I love you all. And I appreciate you all. And I'm just grateful for your faithfulness, for the prophets that come and join us every night as much as they are able. I appreciate you all being a yes and being faithful. And I know God is going to increase you, amen, as you continue to stand for the people of God. Amen. If you continue to stand for the breakthrough of others, your breakthrough is sure. Amen. God bless you is my prayer. Have a great rest of the day. Peace.